good afternoon. Welcome to your Home Connection radio show. I'm Philippe Heller, the president of the Real Estate Inspection Company here in San Diego. And we love to talk about everything related to homes and real estate. Our view, of course, is from the home inspection side. So we like to talk about maintenance and safety and things you can do to keep your family safe and things to consider when you're buying a home. In studio with me today, I've got Kevin Burgess, who's one of our inspectors and does a ton of inspections all over San Diego. He's a great resource. If you ever have questions, you can always reach out to us, and we'll put you in with the right put you in touch with the right inspector for your questions. We're also joined in studio by Marion Anthony, and he is always a huge well of knowledge in anything having to do with real estate and finance. So today's topic, as we ease into winter, we want to let you know some tips about getting your home prepared for winter. And also, as we start getting into the cold season, we want to tell you about some things that may be a fire hazard and what you should do. And I think perhaps you'll find some stats that we're going to share with you today, kind of surprising about what causes a lot of house fires. So first of all, Kevin, welcome. Thank you for coming today.
Yeah, well, thank you for inviting me.
So give us a little bit about your background before you came to work for the Real Estate Inspection Company. You had related experience, and the reason why I brought you in today was with regards to fires. But let us know about a little bit of your relevant background in that area.
Well, Rife, I have a background in civil engineering from Canada, as well as about 10 years experience working in fire and flood restoration for a restoration company. Specifically, my experience was with structural restoration. So I've got to see a lot of fires, a lot of strange reasons why the fires occurred, and how to try and figure out the aftermath and how to get the place put back together again.
And that's what makes you such a good home inspector now, is because you can kind of see things that have or will cause damage kind of preemptively. And that's what a home inspector does. We're there to see what may cause damage, what may lead to damage, even if none exists at this time. But we see bad flashing, bad grading, things of that nature. And that's what's given you such a good eye to do home inspections. That's why it was a perfect fit.
I certainly agree.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're able to apply that. And so Marion Anthony, of course, is joining us again. He's a repeat on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, always. You're a great source of knowledge here. So we welcome you, and we're going to tap your brain a little bit later to see what's going on as we move into kind of the slower or off season in real estate. But let's get back into this. So some of the things that we try to tell our clients to do to prepare their home for winter, of course, San Diego, it's kind of funny when we talk to people out of state about our brutal San Diego winters. But I think we become complacent because our weather is so nice. And when it does rain, we can get some pretty significant rainfalls, and it comes up quickly. And very often people are unprepared. As a matter of fact, I just heard a statistic on the news the other day that California, Northern California, has had 400% of the normal rainfall. So many of the reservoirs up north are actually spilling over with water. So hopefully the drought, the end of the drought is in sight. But that brings up the point that when we do get rains, it hasn't rained that frequently, but we can get some pretty significant rains here. So, Kevin, what do you see during the course of a home inspection that you would recommend when people are, moving into winter months, what they should do ahead of time before the rains come?
Well, first of all, where is the water going? Is your landscaping like a big bowl where it's going to sit and your house will become an island? Or is the water actually traveling away, not into your neighbor's yard, but out into the drainage system where it's supposed to go? Your water dumping into your neighbor isn't really helping the overall situation. It's just diverting it to someone else. So ground drains, critical. We don't do enough of them. We kind of forget about them. They fill over with grass and leaves and mud. So garden hose and various other ways of finding where they are and where they're going is real quick and easy.
Yeah, and that's a good point, is that even those yard drains that we don't consider, a whole summer's worth of lawn mowing can cause a lot of grass to get in there and thatch kind of clog that drain. And so it may require some snaking of that drain by your landscaper or yourself. You can rent those snakes and clean them out and just make sure they're running. Now, above that would be rain gutters, too, because rain gutters very often are tied into those yard drains.
Absolutely. So again, your rain gutter, what does it look like? Is it full of mud? So the rain's not going to get off your roof. It's just going to spill over and onto the lawn and then creates the same issue. And if they are full of mud, that all that mud and gravel and leaves is going to travel downhill, clog up everything. So again, just quick maintenance, get all that stuff out of the gutters and out of the downspouts as step one.
Yeah, and we also have a unique kind of phenomenon here in San Diego in the fall. It's also fire season. So as the leaves start coming off the trees and falling onto your roof, they end up in the gutters, and that is actually a flashpoint for fires. If there's a fire in the neighborhood, embers can land in the rain gutter and catch on fire, and that can spread to your fascia and your eaves and set your house on fire. So in addition to clearing your gutters for runoff, it's also a good idea as a fire preventative method. And if you're not comfortable on a ladder, we never want to recommend that you get on a ladder, you know, if it's not your thing. There are contractors out there that you can hire to clean the gutters. And I would recommend doing it sooner than later, just like a lot of contractors, they get...
There's a hose adapter, too, you can buy at Home Depot. It's like
spray
a hook.
Them out.
It looks like a big coat hanger, big hook in it, and you can walk along the bottom edge and...
Stay on the ground.
You might get a little wet, but it seemed to work all right.
Comes with a rain suit or anything, a poncho. My house is unique. Not unique, really kind of fancy or anything, but I have some pine trees around. I try to keep the branches trimmed back, but those are really tough to get out because they do kind of connect in there like a bird's nest, and you got to get up there and kind of dig them out with your hands because they really get stuck in there. So that's another tip too, is as we approach the rainy season, you want to get your roof clean. And Marion, you had a good point about having your roof checked.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, one of the things I'm always concerned with as a property manager is my rental properties and having a roof that's anywhere, I'd say, older than 20 years, good usable life from 20 to 25 years. They're going to start to fail in areas, and you don't want to have a 30-day or a three-week waiting period for your roofer to come out when your tenant's calling you and they're holding a pot, you know, underneath the second floor. So get that roof inspected prior to the severe rain in the winter months that we see. We've already had two showers. I've already noticed a couple light leaks in some of my properties. So I want to get those patches done now before the big heavy rains come. And then we're dealing with water damage and mold issues and, you know, putting the tenant up in a hotel.
Good advice. And that's a good point. When leaves and whatnot collect on the valleys, valleys are where two slopes of the roof come together. And there's metal flashing there, which collects the water and drains it away. But if that's clogged with leaves, the water starts running down, hits that clog, and runs horizontally and can get around the flashing. So even if the roof material is all in good shape, you can still have a leak because the water is no longer running downhill. It's actually running across the roof, and that's where it can get in with even wind-driven rain, whatnot. No roof is waterproof. They only divert water, but under certain circumstances, any roof can leak. Let's move to the inside of the house. There are a few steps that you should take inside the house. Of course, we're going to start using our heaters more, our fireplaces, wood-burning stoves, all sorts of things that we do in order to keep the house warm. And a lot of people also cook more during the winter. They're cooking and they have family over. We have, obviously, the holidays. So there are some steps you should take, and I want to start with Kevin talking about furnaces. We see furnaces in all stages of disrepair, and some that are old and some that are new. Kevin, what are some of the things that people should, number one, look for themselves, or, you know, that might indicate a fire hazard, or who can you hire to correct those things?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, there is a filter, and that filter allows the air to flow through. If the airflow isn't the right speed, your equipment can overheat. Basically, you're kind of like putting a lid on the pot. So clean your filter, cheap, easy, and it's a do-it-yourself thing. After that, the whole inside is a big combustion box, dust does get in there. So if the dust catches fire and travels, it can absolutely burn your house down. So getting the equipment itself cleaned is number two. The dust does travel as well through your ductwork, etc., but fires don't normally run through your ducts. So really, it's the main furnace itself that you need to focus on.
Yeah. Now, in doing some research on this, it's interesting. You're exactly right. I mean, how many times do you see in a home inspection a filter that's never been changed?
Oh, half the time.
You know, and they're 10 years old, just caked with dirt. So, you know, it'd be like throwing a blanket over the radiator of your car. It's going to overheat because you don't get the airflow. So definitely your filter should be changed at least once a year. And it depends on how dusty your house is. In some cases, if you live in a rural area, dirt road, you know, you might change it once every couple of months. So definitely check that. I've also noticed in old wall furnaces where there is no filter, so people think that they're maintenance free. I'm talking about like in an old 50s house where you just have a gravity furnace on the wall. We very often see pet hair and accumulation of dust, dust bunnies. And when that flame goes on after 8 months of lack of use, that can flash and cause a fire and set the carpet on fire or whatever's around it. As a matter of fact, one of the most combustible things in your house, and we've talked about this before on the show, is lint, like dryer lint.
Pocket lint. When I was in the Marine Corps, we went to a survival school. They said, reach in your pocket, get some of that pocket lint out. It's the quickest way to start a little little fire in the woods.
Yeah, a couple of our inspectors on our team are kind of amateur preppers. Some not so amateur, some are. And that's one of the things that they do is they save some dryer lint because it is such a good fire starter. They use it for kindling or, you know, to get kindling going and whatnot. It's really important to vacuum those out. Now, in doing our research on this, we found that the number one cause of house fires, and this is why I brought up cooking before, is cooking. Cooking equipment, actually walking away from a pot while it's heating up. If you're going to deep fry something, you forget about it, you get distracted. That is the number one cause of fires in a house. And this is a reminder as we get close to Thanksgiving, a lot of people love those deep fried turkeys. One mistake that you'll hear about and you almost always see on YouTube at this time of year, undoubtedly, because they're kind of funny to watch if it doesn't happen to you. Somebody tries to deep fry a frozen turkey or a turkey that's not fully thawed. And the problem with putting any kind of frozen food in hot oil is that the water, the frozen water in the food, immediately turns to steam. And steam expands so much that it actually pushes the oil out of the pot. And if it hits that flame underneath that big pot outside on your patio, it can easily start a fire and set your deck on fire, set the house on fire. So number one, never put frozen food in a pot of hot oil. Number two, never walk away from stuff that is being heated on the stove. If you have to walk away, turn the fire off because it is the number one source of fires. The number two source of house fires is heating equipment. And you can do all this research yourself if you're interested, if you like crunching numbers. We went to the National Fire Protection Agency, and their website is N, like Nancy, FPA.org. And they've got tons of studies on all sorts of fire-related issues, smoke detectors and whatnot. So when we get we're heading into a break here. When we get back, I'm going to tell you what the leading heating source is that causes home fires. So you want to stick around for that because it's not what a lot of people think. It's also not the type of heat. You know, we have wood, we've got natural gas, we've got electricity. San Diego doesn't have a lot of oil furnaces, so we're not really going to talk too much about that. But we are going to we're going to talk about what types of heating equipment cause the most fires. Other than that, let's see, on the other side of that, you want to do your visual. The one last thing that we want to talk about still back up to the roofs is that if you have branches, before we close out that topic, if you have branches that are overhanging your roof, really you should take the time to trim those down. What happens is if we get a real heavy rain, or even if you live, let's say, East County or North Inland, we can get a dusting of snow. And if those branches fall onto your roof, they can, of course, cause damage to the tile. They can block the water from running off. They can do a lot of damage. So you want to get out there with a pole saw or get your landscaper out there to trim any branches that are overhanging. It'll also help you avoid the big mess of leaves and whatnot on the roof. Kevin, have you ever had to trim anything off the roof? You ever worked with that? Chainsaws or anything?
Chainsaws, absolutely.
Yeah. Hire somebody, though. If you don't know how to use them, definitely hire somebody. Okay, so on the other half of the break, on the other side of the break, we will get more in depth into fires on the heating equipment. I'm
Tricor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tricor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tricor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tricor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Just last year, 429 million people had their identity stolen as a result of data breaches. Face it, your personal information is out there waiting to be hijacked. Identity theft not only damages your reputation, but costs you thousands of dollars while taking you years to resolve. Why take a chance? ID Cyber Center monitors and protects your bank and credit card accounts, social security number, and even your social media. If your ID is stolen, ID Cyber Center recovers your identity so you can live your life with ease. In today's virtual world, not having identity monitoring, protection, and recovery is like driving without auto insurance. Visit idcybercenter.com to learn more. Again, that's idcybercenter.com or call them at 855-829-6097. Remember, it's not just your identity, it's your life.
Fall's here, football's on, and it's the perfect time to step up our game, gentlemen. Come into JCPenney now for amazing deals to help you layer up. Find select St. John's Bay solid suede Henleys for only $7. And check out select St. John's Bay sweaters for just $20. Pile on extra savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Step up your game and save big at the JCPenney Lucky Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 11-2 to 11-6. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Ice cold Dr. Pepper and college football go way back. They belong together like crazy upsets and stadium flyovers, t-shirt guns and slow-mo cams, Wildcats and flea flickers. Having a college football gathering without Dr. Pepper is like having a whiteout game without shirts. Basically, we wouldn't recommend it. So next time you have a tailgate, home gate, or whatever else kind of gate, grab some ice cold Dr. Pepper to make your college football party one of a kind. Dr. Pepper, it's a college football tradition. Available at Walmart.
The world sees Mexico as a great advocate of globalization. At the Senate, they make laws that protect the country's resources to take advantage of business opportunities in the world market. That way, Mexico strengthens both its world presence and the international agenda. Senate of the Republic, legislating with a vision of the future. 63rd Legislature.
My name is Tim Byes, and I'm a former Staff Sergeant in the U.S. Army. I've served two combat tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. I was a Staff Sergeant with the 19th Special Forces Group and served with the 10th Mountain Division. When I got out of active duty, I didn't know what I would do in life after the service. I went to a nonprofit organization called Easter Seals, and they guided me through the transition. I now feel blessed to have the opportunity to be a sales professional at the all-new Escondido Hyundai, a veteran-owned dealer where we stand for three core values: passion, integrity, and loyalty. I respectfully ask for the opportunity to be able to serve your automotive needs and promise that I will do my best to provide not only the best customer service, but the best deal I can. We are a veteran-owned dealer that understands that we are home of the free because of all those who served and have served. We support our veterans, not only by words, but in action. Please visit me at Escondido Hyundai, located in the Escondido Auto Park, or call me on my cell phone at 760-452-8812. That's 760-452-8812. My name is Tim Byes, and I humbly ask for the opportunity to serve you.
Tune in to the Rocky Long Show tonight at 7.
Guess what? It's a big deal.
Right here on ESPN Radio 1700.
And we're back. I'm Philippe Heller with Your Home Connect. And we are talking about fire hazards and preparing your house for winter. We have a lot of great articles on our website at sdinspect.com. Just go to our blog, or you can go to our videos where you can see a lot of videos on home maintenance. And many of these items are covered in some of those videos. Now, before the break, I was talking with Kevin and Marion about how heating equipment can cause a lot of fires. Now, among heating equipment, a lot of people... they think that space heaters are a good alternative, but they are actually the number one cause of house fires with regards to heating equipment. It's not your gas furnace. It's not even your fireplace. It's actually those little space heaters that you plug in to heat up small rooms, especially in older homes where they just have that wall furnace we were talking about in the living room, and the exterior rooms get kind of chilly. So people put these little electric space heaters in. And the problem is, if you put those too close to combustibles, they can absolutely ignite curtains, bedding, clothing, carpeting, all sorts of stuff can be ignited by these. A lot of the newer ones have a tip switch, so if they tip over, they'll shut off. But if you just place that right near a bed or something like that, it can start a fire. And unfortunately, it causes a lot of deaths and a lot of property damage every year. Marion, you were talking about the dust aspect of that. We put them in our closets or our attic during the summer, but what do you find when you pull it out?
Oh, not only just storage, but the preventative maintenance when you do have a small space heater like I have in my daughter's room.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look on the back of it, it's collecting lint because she likes to sleep with the fan on at night.
Mm.
So she's always, put the fan on, Poppy. So I leave the fan on and I look in the back of it and there's some lint starting to build up because it's just filtering the air.
Like a ceiling fan. They get
right.
dusty.
Right, they get dusty. So you need to take a vacuum cleaner with a brush on the end of it and just vacuum that thing real good because you will smell it when you actually turn the heater function on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just turn the fan function on just so it circulates the air, but when you turn the heater function on, you'll smell some burning, some light burning.
Yeah.
And yeah, that building up after, you know, months or maybe a year or so of use,
mm-hmm.
it could lead to an electrical fire.
I'm guilty of that this morning for the first time. We have a little toe kick heater in our bathroom in my house,
mm-hmm.
Down under the cabinets. It hasn't been turned on in months. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Turned it on. You could smell
some hair,
dust.
Well, yeah,
everything,
yeah.
Whatever goes in there. We have pets, you know, I'm sure some pet hairs in there. And so you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that and also your heating system filters. If you haven't cleaned your filter, changed your filter for your central heating system,
mm-hmm.
if you have a either electric or gas or propane mm-hmm. system, it's probably a good idea to change those filters before we get into the cold months.
Mm-hmm.
Go through those little space heaters, clean those, vacuum those really good. Yeah, there's just, roof inspections like we talked about earlier. Make sure you're getting ready for the rainy season so you don't have a leak. And just a ton of things you can get prepared for. Rain gutters.
Yes.
For this season of year, especially in San Diego. We don't get that much rain.
We don't get that much rain. We don't get a long duration of cold weather. And when we do, a lot of people like to have a fire in their fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Chimney sweeping.
Yeah, chimney sweeps.
Every year, they say. Every year you should have a sweep.
Some people have no idea what a chimney sweep is or does or, you know.
A bird could build a nest in there. And then you light your first fire you haven't lit and, I don't need a chimney sweeper. I've only lit it 2-3 times. Well,
yeah.
You got a bird nest there, you got a chimney fire, then your roof catches fire.
Especially in older homes that don't have any kind of a spark screen on them.
Right.
Those
or
also,
a cap. Right.
Or a rain cap. Those act also as a way to keep rodents and birds
mm-hmm.
out of your chimney because they will nest in there.
And if you have ivy on the side of your house...
Mm-hmm.
Mice, rodents love to build their little nests under that little chimney cap or somewhere underneath your roof tiles.
It's also the number one way they get into your attic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in, all of San Diego has rodent issues. Doesn't matter really where you live. Mission Hills, La Jolla, Ramona, Escondido, Valley Center, anywhere you live is overrun with rodents. And so if you have a lot of foliage up and against your house or overhanging branches, you can have a rodent problem. So you need to keep that foliage cut back. But it's also a fire hazard. I happen to live in Ramona, and that was something that was a big problem during the 03 fires with the wind-driven rain. Even lush green foliage burned because of the wind, and people were surprised by it. But
what's the recommendation for defensible space? What is it?
It's 100 feet.
100 feet. So you should have 100 feet from your home, clean, defensible space, nothing that's going to be ignitable, readily ignitable.
Yeah, you don't want
brush
huge
piles,
acacias,
leaf piles, right,
or pine trees right up against your house, or wood piles. You don't want to stack it against your home, because if those embers fall into that pile, they'll catch.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fuel. It's very hard to put out. That's why propane tanks have to be set back from a house.
Anyways, also, those roof vents too. We were talking earlier about those little roof vents. You want to have screen in there. Make sure that you don't have opportunity for
no direct path from outside to inside where an ember can just blow right on in. Mm-hmm. There's something as simple as a screen. The fire department, generally, most cities are pleased by invitation to come on over and do an evaluation too. They'll look at your house, your property, see whether or not you actually have a fire issue, because their job is to protect you.
My homeowner's insurance sent out an inspector to do a quick inspection to make sure that I did have defensible space. And I was a little worried about some trees, but they're trimmed up real high, so we passed, luckily. But your insurance company may, and they have the right to come on your property and do an inspection. They'll usually notify you, of course.
Right.
They want to know if you have dogs or, you know, they don't want you to run out there and shoot them by accident if you see some stranger in the backyard. But they do have the right to come and inspect your home in order to renew your policy. One of the other things that we found during the fires that were wind-driven, if you look at your eaves and you look at your roof tiles and they are curved, you know, open-ended kind of Spanish tile, if you don't have anything covering up that hole, a lot of embers blew up under the tile and caused roof fires.
You want that bird stop in there.
Exactly. And firefighters had no way to put that out.
Right.
They would drive through the neighborhoods. Everything looked fine. And because of the wind, it would blow those embers right up underneath the roof. And that would start a fire that was very, very difficult to put out. So if you have an older home and you're going to get new underlayment or a new roof covering, they will put bird stop in. It's not required to put that in to close that open portion
of
the
tile. That's good insurance, especially heading into the historic high point for San Diego County of wildfire season, early November, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before the show, we were talking about the age of the roof, too.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know your roof. Get to know how old it is. Try and determine that. And for the type of roofing material that you have, and I don't want to get into all the types of roofing material, but every type has a lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
Asphalt shingle can range from 20 years to 40 years, some a little bit more, but it just depends on exposure and maintenance, keeping those leaves off of it. Get to know how old it is. It's very worthwhile to spend.
If you have a crawl space, go up there with a flashlight. Just look around.
Attic,
see if you see any wet studs. And if you see something wet, you know, have a roofer come over and do it now before the big heavy rains get here and every roofer is going to be booked up.
You will not get a roofer if you have a leak during a heavy rain. If your house has a tile roof and you know that it's never been updated or the underlayment's been replaced. Underlayment, another word for it, is tar paper.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 20 years old, 30 years old, it likely is coming up to the end of its life and will need to be replaced. And so if you're living in a house built in the early to mid 80s and the roof's never been redone, you may want to stock up on some blue tarps if you're not willing to get a roofer out there to give you a full evaluation and make any repairs, because that's a big problem. Anyway, getting back on, just to finish out this segment on heating and heating equipment, the next problem or source of fires is uncleaned chimneys, wood-burning appliances, where the embers can roll out of the fireplace, land on some combustibles around the fireplace, especially around the holidays. We all put decorations and things on our hearth and things dangling from the mantle. You really need to keep an eye on that stuff. Be wary of the clearances. Get a fire extinguisher. You know, they're cheap, and when a fire starts, you can act much faster than the fire department. And boy, if it takes them even 10 minutes to get to your house could have major, major damage. It could even be a total loss. So go buy a couple of fire extinguishers. If you have one, you know, check it. If it's more than 3 or 4 years old, I would replace it. I wouldn't just rely on the gauge on the residential fire extinguishers. That's not very reliable. They're cheap. Put them around the house so that you can access them. And just remember that you, as with everything else, you are the first responder when it comes to that kind of stuff. And whether it's a cooking fire or a fire near your fireplace, you want to be able to grab that fire extinguisher and get a handle on it while the fire department's on its way. One other thing to think about is an old electric water heater. If it's old, have that checked too, because they are the cause of a lot of electrical fires. They start drawing more electricity as they age and the elements wear out. It's something that needs to be checked. You can have a home inspector come and give you an evaluation of that, but that's another common source, and it is considered heating equipment. So your water heater draws current through those wires overheat, and next thing you know, you got a fire. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Thank you.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have 4 convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
The Chamber of Deputies, in cooperation with the Youth Commission and the Faculty of Political and Social Sciences, invites you to the course Leadership and Political Negotiation that will take place from November 17th to March 3rd, 2017 at the San Lazaro Legislative Palace. For information, call 5036-0000, extension 57160. At completion, a certificate with curriculum value will be awarded. Chamber of Deputies, 63rd Legislature.
My truck was stolen the weekend that I drove up to ask my wife to marry me. It was covered by USAA. They were able to give me the money right away so I can get back on the road.
We got married in my parents' backyard right before one of his deployments.
With USAA, they understand that there's deployments, that you're going to be away. And ultimately, they try to make everything easy for you.
USAA truly understands the commitment to service. They always say, you've served your country, so we're here to serve you.
It feels great to know that my family will be insured to USAA and they will receive the same level of attention that I've received. We're the Villanueva family, and we are USAA members for life.
USAA, we know what it means to serve. Call today to start your insurance quote. 800-531-USAA.
Members paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. J. Paul Getty, the multi-billionaire financier, was once asked the secret of his success. I buy, he said, when others are selling. Bill Belichick has often applied Getty's logic to football players, only in reverse. He sells when others would think he's buying. The latest example came Monday when he traded starting linebacker Jamie Collins to the Browns for a draft pick, a third rounder at best. Collins is a solid player, and with the Patriots clearly a serious Super Bowl contender, it hardly makes sense for Belichick to give up a starter for, at least this season, nothing. If there's one thing we know about Belichick, is there's method to his madness. Collins will be a free agent at season's end. Belichick didn't want to pay him big bucks. He also may not rate Collins as highly as others do. Who would you bet on? I'm John Feinstein.
Bradshaw, today's lesson, facilities management.
Boss, I just swept the floor last night.
MRO, Bradshaw. Maintenance.
Repair and operations. Ferguson provides our facilities customers access to the best products available with a 1,900-page catalog, national call center, and electronic inventory solutions to keep them in the win column. Plus, with the largest national footprint in the game, we can help them cover multiple locations.
Impressive.
That mean I don't have to sweep?
To learn more about how Ferguson's MRO team can help yours, visit Ferguson.com.
Get the broom, Bradshaw.
I'm not getting the
pick up the broom, Bradshaw.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to replace your vehicle's headlights, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts' See Better, Drive Safer sale for a twin pack of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. See farther and more clearly with Silver Star headlights at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with Your Home Connection. I'm Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company. And that was a great segment on fire hazards and things to look out for and how to prepare your house for winter. Another good tip is for you to check your smoke alarms and your carbon monoxide detectors. Go ahead, if you have the older ones with 9-volt batteries, now's the time to replace the batteries. If they're more than 10 years old, you should replace the whole unit because they lose their sensitivity. And there are new laws regarding smoke detectors. We are all required now, whether you're selling a house or not, just if you own a house, if you own a rental, you need to put more smoke detectors. They need to be in every sleeping room. You need a carbon monoxide detector on every level. And as we have our houses closed up and we're starting to use furnaces, fireplaces, space heaters, all that good stuff, you want your first line of defense in good working order. So definitely go ahead and check your smoke detectors, carbon monoxide, and get the new ones. Marion, you were pointing out that the new ones have a sealed 10-year battery.
Yeah, 10-year internal battery is far superior. You don't have to worry about maintenance. And I just got a CO2 detector for some of my properties that I manage. And you got to have one on each living area. Mm-hmm. And you got to have a smoke in each living room. If there's a bedroom, it has to have a smoke detector. So,
and they do work. If you look at the stats, just like seatbelts, you know, they do work since the 80s when smoke detectors started to become a requirement. Deaths from fires in houses that are equipped with smoke detectors have dropped by almost 75%.
Wow.
So it is a huge savings. And the purpose is not to save your house, really. The purpose is to wake you up so you can get out of the house in time and get your kids and your pets so that they don't perish in the fire, they don't get overcome with the smoke. You want to be alerted as soon as possible, and that's why it's so important to have. And remember, that's when you're asleep. If you're awake, you're probably going to smell the fire, smell the smoke. But
you could go to Costco, Home Depot, buy like a 3-pack for $80.
Yeah, I can't believe how often, Kevin, you see this all the time. People just, I don't know why, they don't want to spend the money on a 9-volt battery. You can go to Costco and buy packs of them for nothing. How many we see that are disconnected or not even present?
In a drawer? That doesn't do much good in a drawer with no battery in it.
Or in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people do put them in odd places, like in the kitchen, which is a good if you're, you know, not watching your food and you want to use your smoke detector as your, you know, second line of defense when something catches, gets a little smoky. However, that's not really the best place to put a smoke detector because then it kind of teaches you to ignore the beep. Mm-hmm. So keep them where you're not going to have huge drafts. Put them according to the instructions. There are distances from the floor. There's distances from the ceiling, from peaked roofs. Follow the instructions. They work extremely well, really cheap, lifesavers. Something to consider is why are they connected? A big reason for that is when the second floor goes off and no one has been up there for weeks on end, you are going to get notified downstairs. The slight disadvantage is when the batteries go low, they do all chirp because they are talking. So you have no idea which one's going, but it kind of reminds you, hey, change all of the batteries.
Mm-hmm. And we have solved the mystery of why they chirp at 2 o'clock in the morning. And we wrote an article. It's on our blog.
Why do they chirp at 2 a.m.?
Well, just like a car battery, if you've ever lived in cold climate, you'll know that on a very cold morning, you'll wake up and your battery is dead.
Right.
And the reason why is all batteries are simply a chemical reaction. And when the temperature drops, the chemical reaction occurs more slowly, or it's a weaker chemical reaction. So when your battery is near the end of its life and it's just barely strong enough to work, sometimes the dip in temperatures at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, coldest time of the day, is just enough to slow down that reaction below the threshold of what the smoke detector needs, and it starts chirping. Mm. And that's why that always occurs during the middle of the night, which is endlessly frustrating.
It's always the best time.
Yeah, but that's why, is because it's correlated to the temperature in your house. So leave the heater on to keep your house from getting too cold. But definitely, number one tip of the day is to change your batteries in your smoke detectors, or replace them if they're 10 years old or more. All right. We could go on about this a lot. Again, check our website, or you can go to homeconnectradio.com, which brings you to our Facebook page for the show, and we'll link to all those. But let's transition a little bit now. We're seeing a little bit of a change in real estate, as we do every year. It's a seasonal industry, just like retail, just like all sorts of other businesses. So once again, as our expert on real estate this half hour, we have Marian Anthony from the Anthony Realty Group, who is a broker and an author. Yeah. And what are you seeing at this time of the year, and what tips do you have for both sellers and buyers?
Well, traditionally, San Diego, you're going to see the winter fall season is going to be lower inventory. The more sophisticated sellers are going to put their properties up during the spring, summer months, where the market is the busiest.
When the buyers are ready to move.
When the buyers are ready to move, San Diego's also largely a tourism-driven economy. A lot of people are looking to transplant here. They come out, visit with their families. In the summer, they're coming out, and they're saying, wow, what a great temperature, what a great place to live. Hey, how much does it cost to live here? So they start really inquiring into what's selling. The people that are selling, I see, over the winter months, are selling because they need to sell. And that puts the buyers in a great advantage, where they have more power to negotiate on an offer, which puts the sellers at more of a disadvantage. But if you need to sell, you need to sell. And the market is something that moves up and down each day, each hour, just like the stock market does. The only difference is the real estate market reports 30 days in arrears, because most escrows take 30 days to close. So if you're working with a real estate agent today and you will say, hey, what's the market at today for my house's value? Well, we're all looking at information that's probably 30 days old, unless you're really engaged in the market and you're selling multiple homes every month. Then you're really getting a better climate to where the house prices are. So talking about the winter market in San Diego, things have definitely slowed down. However, interest rates are super low right now. Mm-hmm. We're talking 15-year fixed rates, which are in the twos.
Yes.
And you know, mortgage brokers are coming back with those stated income loan programs for the self-employed again. So you start to wonder what's going to happen with this election, whether rates are going to go up, if the Fed's going to make a decision. They keep saying they're possibly going to go up next meeting, but they stay the same. But yeah, absolutely. I would say if you're looking to move to San Diego, or if you're looking to sell, wait to spring. Or if you're a buyer right now, hey, what's on the market? Great time to negotiate. And
so your selection may not be as great, but there's less competition, which puts you into an advantageous position. And like you said, if a seller is selling right now, it's usually because they need to. They need to move.
Who wants to move between Thanksgiving and Christmas? You know what I mean? Most people don't. That's the time where you got your decorations up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first of the year, okay, you're ready to go. But, you know, traditionally, you're going to see this time of year is a little bit slower. If you compare the numbers of homes sold per zip code, it's always going to be the March, April, May, June is going to be the highest selling season.
Yeah. And so you're talking, we have a big military community, so maybe they're being re-enlisted or moved to a different area, different city, or a lot of companies are moving out and moving people out of town.
Right.
So what is a tip for a seller? If you were selling, what advice would you give them?
I would say keep it clean, make it staged, make it available, And if you're doing a corporate relocation, which is great, you don't have to really, your company is going to cover your moving costs and any loss that you might have. But yeah, if you're going to sell this time of year, the people that are looking to buy, they need to find a home, obviously, this time of year, whether it's corporate relocation or whatnot.
So a little more pressure to have the house in good,
great shape.
Shape.
If it's unorganized, if you've got clutter, if you look like you're a hoarder, you're going to get low ball offers because you're going to look like a desperate situation. You always want to have a good impression, first good impression. So it's like if you're going on a date. You want to get a haircut, you want to get your shirt ironed, have your slacks ironed, polish your shoes.
Yep.
Same thing with a house. You don't want somebody's first impression of your house to be, what a mess. They're not going to be interested.
Which is a perfect timing to introduce a pre-listing inspection. Just coincidentally.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a good idea. If you're not a do-it-yourselfer and you really want to get an idea of what your house, what condition it's in, any repairs that might need to be made, do that before you put it on the market and then you have a buyer come in and they bring in their inspector and they find all these maintenance items that you could have easily perhaps taken care of. Or if it's a more significant item that you can't afford to fix, disclose it. Say, you know, I know my ductwork, for example, is bad or whatever, and that price your house accordingly. That way it won't interfere with that.
And that's a standard of practice in Northern California. Not so much in Southern California, but Northern California people are looking for quick escrows.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their home pre-inspected before they put it on the market.
It is, and it makes everybody's life a lot easier, from the real estate agent to the seller, and even the buyer. They have a little more confidence if you've done that, and it shows that you know, care about the house, you've maintained it, and there's not very much wrong with it. Anyway, we head into our last break here, and we will be back with more on Your Home Connection Radio.
Tycor Title of San Diego is the next generation of title companies. They offer their clients the most complete real estate services in the nation. They have four convenient locations in the greater San Diego area to service all your residential and commercial transactions. Tycor Title of San Diego offers you title and escrow solutions, whether you are buying, selling, or refinancing. They have you covered. With over a century of experience, you can count on Tycor Title of San Diego. They have a solid history of servicing customers with high integrity, white glove service, and value. They also have unrivaled financial strength to back your policies. For all your real estate transactions, call Tycor Title of San Diego today at 619-260-5200.
Alliance Escrow, the most reliable and hardworking escrow team in San Diego. Buying, selling, or refinancing a home can be a stressful event, and our friendly staff here at Alliance is ready to make your home buying or selling process as smooth as possible. We strive for outstanding customer service and are very dedicated to giving top quality service to each and every sale. Alliance Escrow will provide a special discount to active and reserve service members and disabled or retired veterans as well. Whether it's residential, commercial, bulk business, or refinance, call Alliance Escrow today and let us help you close your deal as seamlessly as possible. Call 619-609-0015 or go to www.allianceescrowinc.com today. That's 619-609-0015 or www.allianceescrowinc.com. Alliance Escrow, your partners in real estate.
Hi, I'm Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company. When buying real estate today, it's more important than ever to have a thorough home inspection to protect yourself. When quality and experience count, contact the Real Estate Inspection Company. We're the largest home inspection company serving San Diego for 10 years. After checking hundreds of items throughout a house, we provide a detailed computer-generated inspection report. And we use the newest and best infrared thermal imaging at every inspection 7 days a week. Check us out at sdinspect.com. That's sdinspect.com.
Go to Fuller Honda. They are there to help make your Honda dream a reality by bringing you an excellent selection of new and used Honda vehicles and great service to enhance your ownership experience. Their friendly, experienced staff will be happy to respond to any questions you may have about sales, service, or parts. Fuller Honda has the whole lineup, from the Accord to the Civic to the CR-V to the all-new Pilot. They have the right vehicle for your family. Best of all, this new Honda lineup features some of the best fuel economy on the market, along with contemporary styling at affordable prices. Stop into Fuller Honda today, and they will exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Their professional sales team is committed to a no-pressure, high-integrity approach to your ownership experience. Think Fuller Honda. Great prices, great selections, and great deals, where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
As a Marine serving in Afghanistan, I conducted logistics patrols in some of the world's most dangerous places.
The Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program helps military veterans like Jacob Dietz transition into civilian life.
The Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship is helping me get a degree in electrical engineering.
You can donate to Help a Hero at all participating Sport Clips locations. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate $1 for every cut. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Have you experienced this when buying a used car?
How many miles to the gallon does it get?
About 9 miles.
Is that good?
Sure. I wouldn't walk 9 miles.
Don't buy a used car without a diehard 360 vehicle assessment. You may know a little about cars, but Sears Auto Center knows a lot. For $49.99, you get an unbiased, professional 120-point inspection in a neutral meeting place and a full Carfax report. See stores or SearsAuto.com for details. Get the power of diehard at Sears Auto Centers.
Remind your friends, remind your family, and remind yourself. If you've received your INE, you need to activate it. Get it done so you will be able to vote. It's very easy. You can even do it online. You just need the folio number and your date of birth. If you have family or friends abroad, remind them to activate it as well at INE.mx. Their participation also counts in Mexico.
This Sunday on the National Hour, they're traveling to Yucatan to submerge in the depth of the cenotes. They'll also talk with Bibi Wetzel, world champion in artistic gymnastics of junior women with Down syndrome. Later, they'll discuss 203 years since the Act of National Independence. And in music, Jorge Muniz. Sunday night at 10 p.m., it's the National Hour with Patty Velasco and Pepe Campa, a production of the RTC of the Secretary of Government, Government of the Republic.
Rain. And snow are coming to threaten your visibility and turn your commute into a battle. But the Michelin Man is ready to protect you with Michelin Stealth Wiper Blades. Exclusive SmartFlex technology makes these blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you the best wipe possible and streak-free, long-lasting performance for safer driving. Winter is coming, and when it arrives, be ready. Michelin Wiper Blades. It doesn't get any clearer than this. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Tune in to the Rocky Long Show tonight at 7.
Guess what? It's a big deal.
Right here on ESPN Radio 1700.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rise.
And we're back with your Home Connection Radio. What a great segment. We will have this available for replay if you'd like. Just go to homeconnectradio.com. It'll take you right to the show, and you'll be able to replay this if you want to hear any of the other information. We went into the break talking about what to do if you are a seller in this market as we slow down. On the other side of that, of course, is being a buyer. And I think what holds true, no matter what the market is, you want to get pre-approved just so you know what you can buy and you don't want to waste anybody's time, including the real estate agents or the sellers out there. But Marion, what advice do you have if you're a buyer?
If you're a buyer, it's really good to get pre-approved right now. We just read in the headlines that Janet Yellen spoke that they're going to hold at the current Federal Reserve. So they're saying possible December increase. But if you're looking to buy right now, get your financials together, get yourself a pre-approval. Great time to start shopping, to get some good research, some footwork done, so that when the inventory does start to trickle through beginning of 2017, you're in a position to start writing offers.
So if you know you're coming into money, or if a family member is going to give you some money towards this, get it done early, right? Because it has to season.
Yeah, it's good practice to study the market, be engaged, looking what homes are selling for. Get yourself a good licensed realtor or broker that has experience in your county, and ask them, hey, what did that house sell for, really? And ask them to email you and keep you up to date and on the loop. That pre-approval is going to really give them the opportunity to start to service you. But if you call a real estate agent and say, hey, look, I'm looking to buy a house, and they're going to, at some point, they're going to ask you, are you pre-approved?
Right.
If you're not, you're not doing your homework, and they're really not going to be interested in helping you if you are not a legitimate client. Because most real estate agents that are busy, they're productive, they're working with real people that are buyers and sellers. If you're just dogging for information, there's a ton of websites out there that'll cater to you, but an experienced agent, they're going to want to know that you are ready to go,
so
locked and loaded.
Pay off your debts, get your down payment together well in advance even of looking for a house. Get a pre-approval letter. That way, when the right house comes up, you're ready to go.
Well, in some cases, it's good to contact your realtor and ask them if a good realtor is working as a buyer's agent. They're going to have a variety of lenders mm-hmm. that they can point you in the right directions, whether it's a bank, whether it's a broker, whether it's a small community bank, depending on what your needs are mm-hmm. and your credit situation. So your credit worthiness is going to, you know, your agent is going to help point you in the direction for a good lender. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a VA deal and a client called me and said, yeah, I'm already getting pre-approved. I said, who are you getting pre-approved through? He's VA. I'm like, well, the VA, I mean, where did you get, who, what the lender? Some guy in St. Louis, Missouri, who's, you know, already ahead of us 2-3 hours. They're closing, you know, at 2 o'clock our time. I said, well, this isn't going to work. And we got the loan estimate. It was mm-hmm. $15,000. Wow. And I try to suggest that he use my lender, mm-hmm. who I was working with at the time. He said, no, I really felt the loyalty here. So I went ahead and took a loan estimate from his lender and got a loan estimate from my lender. The difference was over $12,000. He immediately switched over.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, when I introduced you at the beginning of the show, I also mentioned that you were an author.
Yes.
And you just mentioned that they are reintroducing some stated income loans.
Right.
Why don't you take us back to what caused you to write that book? What's your book about?
Short Sale Rush, I wrote right in the middle of the housing collapse, where short sale was a hot buzzword. Everybody was asking, what's a short sale? How does it work? How do I do one? And at the time, I was recruiting quite a few real estate agents. We had over 50 agents in Carlsbad, and we were so busy. We actually started a nonprofit call center mm-hmm. just to help people answer questions in those situations. So stated income loan programs were originally introduced for people who are self-employed. Mm-hmm. They had to state their income. If you're a business owner, small business owner, you need to actually prove whether bank statements or income pay stubs that you are making deposits of this amount so you can qualify for the loan. That eventually evolved into a stated income loan program where people that didn't even have a business license, where we're not sole proprietors, were not incorporated, could just basically say, I'm going to state my income and qualify for a loan, even though they worked at, say, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever. And so they were overstating their actual income. Mm-hmm. And Countrywide was a big lender doing the stated loan programs at the time, Angela Mazzillo's company, and those loans went rampant. It became the new trend mm-hmm. In the mortgage industry. So people that were getting stated income loans were borrowing far much more than they could afford to borrow.
Yeah, and that's what caused the big crash.
And that was well, one of the largest problems in the mortgage and housing crisis was people were borrowing far too much than they could afford to repay.
Yeah, and while stated income is you know, might be a good program for people who are self-employed or maybe have just switched jobs and don't have a long history, but they do have the money. As long as they're honest and you're able to pay back what you're borrowing, you should be okay. But for people who want to take advantage of the system, be careful.
Well, stated income, they could qualify using their business assets, their mm-hmm. business deposits, and their personal deposits if they W-2'd themselves from their business. Yeah.
So how do people get in touch with you if they have questions?
You can go to mariananthony.com. It's my website. You can look me up on Facebook or Yelp. Just Google me. I'm right over there.
Or go to, once again, our Facebook page at homeconnectradio.com, where we will have links to everything we talked about today. Once again, I'm Philippe Heller, president of the Real Estate Inspection Company. You can find our website at sdinspect.com, and we're always happy to answer your questions, whether you're in the midst of getting a home inspection or not. We really enjoyed sharing this lunch hour with you, and we look forward to talking to you again next time. Thank you.